So, mister, ready for detention? Please refrain from telling me that it was a mistake, or that you don't deserve detention. You're quite lucky you got off with nothing more than detention, boy. Probably because you were caught by a teacher and not other students, especially younger ones. This is a high school, and as much as you're all horny teenagers, you can't be having sex on school grounds. Even if you're both 18, you still can't. Those are the rules. And if you can't help it, at least find some quieter place than the bathroom, like the rooftop or the dorms when everyone's in class. Anyway, we're not here to teach you how and where to have sex in school. We're here to teach you not to do it. Such a shame. Oh, please. Flattery won't get you anywhere. Besides, should you really be telling your teacher you'd let her teach you about sex at school? Especially in your situation, young man. I'll take it as a compliment, though. So, thank you for that. Say, you don't mind if I sit on my desk instead of the chair, do you? It's just the two of us in here, and the door's closed anyway. Just make sure you're looking me in the eyes, as horny as you may be. But can you do it? Can you really divert your eyes from my body? Especially today that I'm wearing this tight black pencil skirt all you students love so much. Makes my legs look real good. And it gives my bottom a nice little extra. I know you like it. I can always feel your gaze whenever I'm wearing it. Such a bad boy you are, looking at your teacher's body instead of listening to her lesson. What's going on? Don't think I don't notice you fidgeting on your chair. Is something the matter? Do you think I should not say those things to a student? Or could it be something else entirely? Stand up. Don't make me repeat myself, boy. Stand up and keep your hands behind your back. I simply want to check something. I thought so. You're hard, aren't you? Don't deny it. I can see the bulge in your pants. You're in detention for having had sex at school. And now you get hard for the teacher that's taking care of said detention. What a slut you are. Don't look so surprised. That's exactly what you are. So why couldn't I, your teacher, call you a slut? You prefer to gaze at my body during class instead of following. You get caught having sex at school. And I'm sure this wasn't your first time doing it here. And now you get hard for me during detention. You, my boy, are a slut. You're a slut that needs to be punished. And that's exactly what I'm gonna do. Get to the blackboard and grab a piece of chalk. I want you to fill the board with the following line. I'm a slut that needs to be punished. No discussion. Grab some chalk and get to writing. I'm a slut that needs to be punished. The only thing I want to hear from your mouth right now is yes, miss. Are we clear? Better. Now, remind me, what's the sentence you are to write? Exactly. Start writing and don't stop until the whole board is filled. Meanwhile, no, don't stop writing already. I said not to stop until the board is full. Or is my body pressing against your back that much of a distraction? I'm sure you didn't mind when that girl was pressing her body against yours in that bathroom. I'm a slut that needs to be punished. That's what you're writing. And that's what I'm doing. I'm punishing you for being a slut. First with my body against yours, then with my hands running under your top until they reach your nipples. Do you like my hands teasing your nipples while you try to focus on your writing? I'm being soft right now, but I can twist them hard at a moment's notice. Yes, I love how you react to that. Letting out moans like the little slut you are makes me want to twist them even harder. You like it, don't you? I'm punishing you, but you're such a slut, you actually enjoy it. I don't see much writing happening, though. And just so you know, the longer it takes you to fill the board, the longer I'll be punishing you like that. So please, do take your time, so I can carry on longer. Well, looks like you actually managed to finish one sentence. There's still a lot of free space, though, so keep going. But first, let's take that top of yours off, so I have better access to your nipples. I'll take mine off, too, so don't turn around. Even though I'm sure that's what you want to do right now, you little slut. You want to turn around and admire your topless teacher while being topless yourself. But you've got some more writing to do. You're a slut that needs to be punished, and you have to keep writing it on the blackboard. While I will get back to pinching your nipples, and this time with my naked breasts pressed up against your bare back. How does that feel? They're soft, aren't they? And you can feel how hard my own nipples are. They're just as hard as yours. And now they're rubbing against your back. Good boy. Keep writing your line. Don't let what I'm doing disturb you from your task. You've got a whole board to fill with a single sentence written over and over again. I'm a slut that needs to be punished. A slut who's being distracted by nipples, both his and his teacher's. A slut who needs to be punished because he was caught having sex at school. A slut who can't help but be hard when he's being punished by his teacher. A slut who I'm going to punish even more. Keep writing, boy. Don't mind my hands. They're just leaving your nipples alone, slowly sliding down your chest and down your stomach until they reach your hard, twitching cock. Did you get like that just from being punished? Oh my. What a dirty slut you are. I need to see how bad it is, though, to assess how much of a slut you are. So I'll undo your belt, and ever so slowly, I'll pull your pants and underwear down. But don't you look down. Focus on the board and what you're writing. Or perhaps you need me to put a hand around your throat and squeeze just enough to keep your head straight, but not too much that I can't hear you moan. I think I'll do just that, actually. Now, let's see. Oh, wow. Are you leaking pre-cum? I knew you were a slut. But I didn't expect you to be that much of a slut. Being punished doesn't simply turn you on. It could very well make you come. We can't have that. As your teacher, I have to do something about it. Fortunately for you, I know just the thing to do. I'll put my almost closed fist right in front of your slutty cock, and slowly I'll bring it over your cock, taking you in my hand, ready to stroke you. No, no, no. Don't let it stop you from writing. You still got a good chunk of the blackboard to fill. Let Miss focus on your cock. I'll go just fast enough that you're not disturbed by the twitching anymore. But not so fast that I could make you come. And I'll be sure to keep my other hand around your throat so you're not tempted to look down. Stroke, stroke, stroke. I like how you moan for me as I slowly stroke your hard, twitching, slutty cock. And you somehow manage to write a bit more on the board. You must be wishing I'd go faster, though. And I'd start making you feel good instead of punishing you. To be honest, I'm curious too. So let's try it. Your moaning sounds even sluttier than before. Though I don't remember telling you to stop writing. Is it too much for you to take? Well then, I'll go even faster. Don't get too loud. People might hear you. And you don't want to be caught in that situation, especially in detention, do you? Keep moaning for your teacher. And since you're unable to focus on writing at the moment, why don't you say it to me? Tell me the sentence you're supposed to be writing, and say it loud enough that I can hear it perfectly. That's right. You're nothing but a slut, and you need to be punished. Now keep repeating it, and I'll keep stroking your cock faster, and faster, and faster, until you build a nice, big orgasm for me. I want to feel your cock getting bigger in my hand, and I want to feel it twitch uncontrollably the closer you get to climax. I want to feel your body as the pleasure begins running through it and you get ready to shoot your load. I want to feel what it's like when a slut like you is about to come. I want to know what it feels like when a slut like you is being punished but still wants to come. And you'd better let me know when it's there. Say, Miss, I'm gonna come. That's what I want to hear right when you're about to shoot your load to my stroking. You're a slut. You're nothing but a dirty little slut. You're such a slut you can't even focus on writing a simple sentence on the blackboard without getting hard for your teacher. You're such a big slut. You can do nothing but moan and whimper as your teacher is stroking your cock in a classroom. If someone, anyone, were to enter the classroom, they'd see just how much of a slut you are. And they'd certainly agree you'd need to be punished. What is it? Are you going to come already? Good. I'll go even faster. So get ready to come for me. You're gonna come. You're gonna come. So I'd better stop. Oh, wow. You were so close to coming, you're trembling. Such a dirty slut. Did you think I'd let you come? Did you think Miss would let you come? This is detention, remember? This is a punishment. Therefore, you don't get to come right now. But I've got to admit, you look so good with your hands against the blackboard, all trembling and whimpering, your needy cock twitching and leaking pre-gum. Bend over a little bit, slut. I'm not done punishing you. That's it. Perfect. Now don't move. Feel my nails on your back, scratching it from top to bottom. It's making you shiver, isn't it? Until I get to that ass of yours. I know you always admire mine during class, but I must say, yours isn't bad either. Makes me want to grab it like you wish to grab mine. You like that, you slut? Your teacher grabbing and squeezing your ass like you would a girl? And what if I do this? You didn't expect that, did you? But how can a punishment be any good without some spanking? You might want to watch your moans, though. We don't want someone hearing you being punished like the slut you are. Watch the moans, I said. Or perhaps I could help with that. Here, open your mouth. I'll put my fingers in it for you to suck on while I spank you some more. No biting. That's right. Like that. See? You can be a good slut when you want. I'll make sure that your pretty little ass is all nice and red. This is a punishment, after all. Though, the more I spank you, the more you seem to enjoy it. And we can't have that. So I'll take my fingers out of your mouth so you can answer me. Do you enjoy being punished by your teacher? You little slut. This is a punishment. You're not supposed to be enjoying yourself. You're supposed to be learning a very important lesson. But it seems to me that all you're learning is that you're a big slut. Right? A slut that needs to be punished. Tell me again what you are. Tell me that you're a slut that needs to be punished. That you are, my dirty little slut. And now that your ass is a beautiful red, let's switch the punishment up a bit. Spread your legs. Stay in that position. Just spread them legs. And don't look down. Understood? Good. Now, I just need to get myself in the right position. And hello, you. You look even meatier up close. So much throbbing. So much pre-cum oozing. Really, you look like you could explode any moment. Just the way I want you to be. Remember, slut, Don't look down. No matter what I'm doing to your cock, no matter what kind of punishment you have to go through, you're not allowed to look. Only to feel my lips on your balls. What is it, slut? Is it too much for you? Don't you like the feeling of your teacher kissing your balls? I'd wager there are worse punishments for a slutty boy like you. Your cock certainly seems to be enjoying it with how it's pulsating every time I give your balls a kiss. It even looks like there's so much pre-cum purling at the tip. It might fall onto my face. And I don't want that to happen. I'm not a slut like you. But I am gonna have to do something about it. Even if it means I have to stop punishing your balls. Perhaps I should lick my way up from the balls to the head of your cock. And collect all your pre-cum. Would you like that, slut? Would you like your teacher to punish your cock with her mouth? If so, you might want to beg for it like a good slut. Beg your teacher to punish your cock with her mouth. Such a good slut, willing to be punished. Well then, here I go. As slutty as you may be, at least you have a sweet taste. Now, I won't stop at just that, of course. For the next part of your punishment, I'm going to put my closed lips right at the tip of your cock and then slowly allow you inside my mouth, taking you deeper, deeper until you're fully inside and you can feel the back of my throat before going all the way back ever so slowly until my lips are back at the tip. And I'll do it again, and again, and again, each time a little bit faster. You're going to feel the warmth and softness of my mouth, and you're going to feel my tongue caressing the underside of your cock. And more importantly, you're going to feel like you want to come, yet you won't. You're going to take it like a good slut and not come in my mouth, no matter how much you want to. And more importantly, you're not going to look down. You're not going to watch me deep throat your cock. You're only going to feel it. And you're going to moan and whimper. So don't be too loud, my little slut. Here I go. Such good moans you let out, you dirty slut. You might have been a little loud, though. You're lucky nobody heard that. And what would people think if you were caught taking a blowjob from your teacher during detention? You're already a known slut for having sex at the school, but this would probably make you a pervert, and you'd have to leave. Which means I couldn't punish you anymore. And you don't want that, do you? You don't want Miss to not be able to punish you. Of course you don't. You want me to keep punishing you, because you're nothing but a slut that needs to be punished. And that's what I'm going to keep doing. Get on your knees next to me. You can forget about writing on the blackboard. I don't think you'll be able to focus on that for the time being. That's it. Down on your knees. Now look up at me and get your mouth slightly open. And whatever I do, don't move your tongue. I just want to taste your lips. Good slut. Keep your mouth open for me. I want you to suck on my fingers a little. There you go. Good slut. Suck on those fingers. Abandon yourself to it. You're just a slut. You don't need to think. Just take the punishment I'm giving you. Though you have no idea what else I'm going to do to you. If you did, you'd probably come on the spot, just from the thought of it. You're a dirty little slut that needs to be punished. And I'm going to treat you like a slut, and punish you like one. You may let go of my fingers now. I want to stand back up. You stay down. If you look on the side of my pencil skirt, there's a zipper. I want you to pull it down. Then slowly do the same with my dress. That's right. Just like that. Now do the same with my panties. Slowly. Slowly. There you go. Give them to me. I'll keep them on the side for now. My pussy is so wet because of you. It's like your sluttiness is corrupting me. Which means you need to be punished for that, too. Stay there. I'll get in position. I just have to bend over my chair. Like that. Take a good look, slut. It's the ass you love so much. I bet you've dreamt of the day you'd see me like that, ready to be taken from behind. Well, not today, slut. You're not having me. This is punishment, after all. But you're still getting some of my ass. Come closer. Put your hands on it. Give it a little squeeze if you'd like. You're not going to be taking that ass. No. You're going to worship it. With your mouth. With your tongue. Now spread those cheeks and get to work, slut. Oh. Oh. That's it. That's a good slut. Make sure you keep your hands on my ass so I know you're not stroking your cock. Don't hesitate to bring your tongue lower, too. My pussy won't say no to some worshipping. If I had known you were craving me so much, I would have brought you to detention earlier. You're such a good slut for your teacher, even though you need to be punished. Who could have known you were so good at eating both ass and pussy? Oh, God, yes. Put your tongue in there. Put your tongue in my tight little asshole. Oh, fuck, that's good. You even made me say the F word at school, you dirty slut. But the way you're squeezing my ass and fucking it with your tongue is so good. You're gonna make me come. You're gonna make your teacher come in the middle of school. I'm so close already, but I need something more. Fuck it. Tongue out, you slut. Let me turn around and sit on my chair. Here, put your mouth back to work. Keep your hands on my body. My clit needs worshipping too. So give it to me. Fuck my pussy and my clit and even my ass if you can with your mouth and your tongue. Make me come. I'll put my hands on your head so you don't get away until you do. Which is gonna be very soon. Fuck. I need to stay quiet. Don't know if I can. I'm gonna come. You're gonna make your teacher come. Such a good slut. Such a good slut. Fuck. Take your face off my pussy now, slut. You did good. But you're still not out of punishment yet. Stand back up. Let me see that cock of yours again. It's still hard and twitching, I see. And it looks like even more pre-cum is leaking out. Such a dirty little slut in need of punishment you are. Tell me again what you are while I get myself ready for what's next. That's right. You're a slut that needs to be punished. And that's exactly what I'm going to do right now. Actually, I think you should be thanking me for taking the time to punish you, or even to punish you at all. Go on. Say it. Tell Miss how thankful you are that she's personally punishing you. Good slut. Say, how do you like the sight of me with my back turned to you, and my hands on my desk, flaunting my ass? Does it make you want to fuck me even more? Yes? But you know it's not happening. There is no way a respectable teacher such as myself would let a dirty slut like you fuck her. But there is something I'll let you do. Come closer, slut. I want you to put your hard, twitching, leaking, needy, slutty cock right between my legs. And I want you to make sure it's rubbing against my wet pussy. Now put your hands on my hips as I close my legs. Feel your cock being tightly locked between my thighs. How do you like that? The wetness and softness of my pussy on top. The tightness and firmness of my thighs all around. I just need to put myself up against you, with your mouth right next to my ear. Right there. Now you may begin, slut. Fuck my thighs. Fuck my thighs as if you were fucking my pussy. Show me what it would be like to have a slut take me and moan. Moan into my ear as you fuck my thighs. Moan for me. Moan my name. I want to hear how good my punishment is making you feel, and I want you to remember that it could feel so much better if I would allow you inside of me. But this is punishment, and punishment means you don't get what you want. Though you certainly seem to be enjoying yourself. Are you getting close to coming? That won't do. We can't have you coming when you want. Surely you can hold yourself and not come yet. Or perhaps you wish I'd take full control and make sure you don't come without permission myself. Is that what you want, slut? Do you want me to take full control? Or do you want to keep fucking my thighs? Although I probably know the answer already. I want you to tell me. Whisper it. Moan it into my ear, my dirty little slut. I thought so. You're such an easy slut. Stop fucking my thighs and go sit in my chair. That's correct. I said to go sit in my chair. I need to grab those, my panties. And they still smell like my pussy. Perfect. Open your mouth. I'm gonna put my dirty panties in it. And I want you to keep them until I say otherwise. That's it. Good slut. Now, I'll allow you to touch your cock, but only to hold it up so I can sit on it. Yes, I'm going to take you inside me. I know I said you wouldn't get to fuck me, but since I'll be on top, and you won't move without my permission, I will be the one doing the fucking. So don't you move. Even as I sit down on you. You're so hard for me, slut. Hold it a little longer. There. How does your teacher's pussy feel wrapped around your cock? Now, grab my ass so I don't fall. It's time I fuck you. Oh, moaning through my panties already, you slut. You really deserve that punishment. Who allowed you to sound so slutty at school? Oh, who allowed you to moan as your teacher fucks you? Oh, and I bet you're such a slut. You want to come inside me? Yes, you do. I can see it in your eyes. You want Miss to let you come deep inside her, like you did with that girl. Oh, you want to know what it feels like to shoot your seed inside your teacher's cunt. You want to know that I'll be walking around school with your load leaking from my pussy. Oh, you're a fucking slut, and you really need to be punished. I'd let you come inside me, but then you'd still be a slut, meaning that I'd have to punish you more. But I have a feeling you wouldn't mind. You'd love for me to punish you more. You'd love for me to have you in detention every week to punish you for being a slut. But if you were to explode inside me, that's not what would happen. Such a big slut would be needing an equally big punishment. Picture yourself having to stay in school after class, alone with me, getting your punishment. Or before class starts. With you having to hurry and compose yourself before your classmates arrive. Then following the lesson knowing that mere minutes prior my hand was on your cock. You'll be coming at lunch breaks to kneel under my desk and put your mouth right where it needs to be. If you want to be such a slut that you need more punishment, I'll treat you like a slut. Like my slut that I need to punish over and over and over. Is that what you want, slut? Do you want your teacher to punish you every day at school? Do you want to become Mrs. Slut? If so, then when I come, I want you to come too. Inside me. I want you to blow your slutty load inside my cunt.
Oh, I want you to come. Oh, give it to me. Oh, shoot your load inside your teacher's pussy. I'm gonna come. I want you to come with me. Come with me, slut. Come with me. And don't you worry about me screaming in pleasure. I'll use your neck to keep quiet. So come hard for me and make me come just as hard inside me, slut. Come inside me. Come inside me, slut. You're such a dirty fucking slut. You could have easily lifted me or pushed me away, but you still decided to come inside your teacher. Well, slut, I look forward to punishing you some more. Damn. Look at all this cum. Did you come that hard from being punished? You really are a slut. Anyway, you can keep my panties. And here's my number. I left it on the desk. Write me when you're back home. I'm sure you know what message to send me. I'll leave the cleaning to you once you've recovered. I look forward to seeing you tomorrow. My slut that needs to be punished.